It is all Gucci right now in San Francisco, and that's because this man, Jimmy Garoppolo, just signed a 5-year contract extension, franchise quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. How's that sound, man? That's amazing. That's got a nice ring to it.
It's got a very nice ring to it. You know, hopefully we've got some more rings to come too in the future. So, I mean, it's a first step in the process, and you know, we got big offseason ahead of us, but it was a great start to it.
You've been patient, and you've had to bide your time. And when you got here, you knew your opportunity would come. But what about this organization, those 5 wins down the stretch, gave you that comfort saying, you know what, this is a place I want to be, this is going in the right direction?
You know, it was a little bit of everything. I don't think it was one thing in particular, but the teammates, the coaching staff, just everyone in the organization. I mean, going back to the people who make the food for us, the cooks and everything. Just a lot of great people around here, and I think that's what it takes to make a successful team.
And we're walking Levi's Stadium right now in 75-degree weather in February. That doesn't hurt.
No, not at all, especially when you come from Chicago. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Are you looking forward to getting to know your new home, though? I mean, this is it for at least the next 5 years.
Absolutely. Hopefully longer than 5 years, too. I mean, I look to make this my home. I haven't had a chance to get out in the Bay Area very much, but, you know, a couple times up to San Fran, people are nothing but nice out here.
I'm just going to tell you, pro tip. San Francisco, or the city. No San Fran.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm
San
just getting
Francisco.
Pro tip right
the
there.
The city?
Help you out. The city.
I like that one.
Or San Francisco.
All right.
No San Fran and no Frisco.
Live and learn.
There you go. Exactly. You're a pretty understated guy, man. You're humble. I mean, John has talked about it. Kyle's talked about it. You're not someone that's going to go, you know, throw out crazy quotes in the media. You just go about your job. But you also, obviously, have to have that confidence about you.
Mm-hmm.
And so at what point, whether it was in high school, in college, with New England, this season, winning those 5 straight games, were you like, I'm really good at this. Like, I can be a franchise guy. You said it's a long time coming in your presser.
Yeah, you know, I think it goes all the way back to, you know, even Little League. I mean, you have that sense of, you know, that you could be the guy. And it's just it's a confidence thing more than anything. You don't want to brag about it or anything, but you got to be confident. And I think that's what makes great players great, is that little bit of confidence in the back of your head. Whether you express it or not, it's always there. And you know, it's my job to go out and make my teammates better around me and then them to do the same. So I think it's a match made in heaven here.
The news dropped yesterday. Obviously, Twitter's going nuts. Everyone is chiming in. And Julian Edelman throws at you on Twitter, you owe him with 20 bucks. What do you owe Julian Edelman 20 bucks for?
So he owes me another 50 on top of that, okay?
Okay.
But we won't get into that.
The truth comes
right
out.
Now.
There are two sides to every story.
We won't get into that right now, though.
Fair enough. We just walked the field, man. And we talked about how this is your new home. And obviously, there's no paint out right now, but from the spike at the far end zone, to the drive coming south against the Titans, to the sidearm slinger against the Jags, to Trent Taylor in this end zone right here. That's a pretty amazing run of plays right there in just 2 home games. Do you have a favorite play from this season?
I don't know about favorite play, but a favorite moment was definitely the Tennessee game. That 2-minute drive at the end. I think, you know, we had a good thing going the first 2 weeks with Chicago and Houston, but that Tennessee game, you know, it really gave us some credibility being a playoff team like that and doing it in the way we did. This stadium was rocking that day. It was rocking.
A number of great moments so far and so many more to come over the next 5 years and beyond. Jimmy, congratulations again, man.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Your time.
Appreciate
Look
you.
Forward to everything going forward.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.